everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Everybody, it's Miles.
What were you just doing there? Your best Bismarcky or what?
The human beatbox. Little nostalgia there.
Yeah, well, you know, with the death of Jam Master Jay and all.
Yeah.
With the gang-style killing of Jam Master Jay.
That ain't right.
Hey, you know. What are you gonna do?
That ain't right.
So walk this way, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So we were trying to get another answer machine to talk to, but Elmo never sent me the number, so...
Yeah. Which is too bad.
Yeah, well, too bad for Elmo.
Elmo, man, we want to talk to you. We want to party with you. Please.
I'm trying to figure out... There's a person who has written this a few times, very cryptically. We've mentioned it before, Elmo. And it's either... He's from the Florida area, Elmo is, I'm guessing. And I don't know if it's like some teenage person, teenage kid, or possibly like an 83-year-old geriatric guy who's anywhere in between could be Elmo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I still haven't figured that out, but the cryptic messages are very fascinating. So.
Anytime you want on the show, my friend, you are on the show.
We would love to talk to Elmo's machine, but
free range.
Happen. Yeah.
Any topic.
Sure. Whatever. You know,
yeah.
We can talk about, you know.
Yeah.
The Panthers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double Rays.
Yeah.
Or we can just talk about old Mrs. McGinley down the hallway.
You got I was hoping it's like an 8-year-old kid or something.
Hey, guys, it's Elmo.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Sorry, Elmo. Didn't give us a number to call.
Yeah.
It sounds like you got a lot going on there at the old household tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what's
going on. Join in here.
Hey, everybody, let's have a chorus. Everybody talk about evolution, revolution. All we are
saying. It's funny, because actually I'm laying in bed, and my son jumped up here.
Oh, really?
So it's almost like the whole John Lennon thing. Kind
there
of.
You go. Hey,
it's
Sean. Hey, Sean Ono. Or they call him Shono.
Shono.
Sean Ono.
Shono.
Shono.
Oh,
so,
man.
I have a question of personal nature to ask you.
Yeah.
You're the only person I could turn to other than a certified medical person who would charge me copay.
All right.
How come I always get the shits when I go to Ponderosa?
Oh, man. Yeah, I think it's something to do with how they tenderize their meat.
Well, see, now that's the thing, though. I went this time. I thought that as well.
Yeah.
They must be marinating this stuff in, like, you know, saliva of some person or something, you know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, stewing it in some kind of, you know, juices that are cesspool juices or something.
Yeah.
But... This time, I did not get red meat. I got chicken.
Really?
And the same effect. About, I don't know, 2 hours later, it's like, holy moly.
Maybe it's the way they choked the chicken. Or...
Holy moly, I should have had the cannoli. What's that? Choke the chicken.
I don't know.
Yeah, so then I really had to go. And I'm like, Jesus, why did I pay... $7 for chicken just to shit it right out, you know?
Do you have salmonella?
No. No. I don't feel bad.
You know, we used to call it Ponderosa. We used to call it Pound of Horsey.
Pound of Horsey?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't eat any horsey.
You just had the chicken.
I had a salad.
Yeah.
I had the chicken.
Yeah.
Had a couple of rolls.
Yeah.
And some of that so-called ice cream.
Oh, I see, yeah.
That was it. That was it.
2 hours later, he had diarrhea.
Yep. There you go.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe it's... Now, you may not agree with me, but I think it's that fries in the bag you used to make.
Oh, the fries in the bag.
Because that ruined my colon.
No, it wasn't the fries in a bag. Because, see, I'm perfectly...
I have to go to the bathroom a lot after I eat.
Whatever I eat at home...
Yeah.
It's normal. I'm a normal person. I'm more normal than anybody else.
Yeah.
There's no adverse side effects.
Yeah.
Now, even when I go out to eat different places, it doesn't affect me. But, well, Mazio's, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Mazio's is, you know... I don't know why all these people are going to these chic colon places to get themselves cleansed.
Yeah.
They just sit down to a good old pizza at Mazio's, and a couple hours later, you're not going to have... It'll be clean as a whistle.
You just bring your own colostomy bag.
I mean, you will be able to, you know, Yankee Doodle out your asshole.
Oh, that's not right.
So, but now Ponderosa's affected me the same way, and I'm thinking, now what's up with that?
What?
So I thought I'd go to the expert, you know.
You know, I have a lot of loose, you know, duty.
Yeah.
And,
I do it on a regular basis, so.
It's pretty much any restaurant for me, but.
Any restaurant will do that to you.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it had something to do with just eating out, or what?
Probably the more volume I take in, the looser I get.
Oh, Jesus.
So maybe if you limit your intake.
But I didn't eat a lot, though. I mean, I didn't gorge myself.
Well, that's two rolls and a whole chicken and salad.
Yeah?
That's not gorging yourself?
That's a regular meal.
Criminally, man. That could,
well, what am I supposed to eat, like a carrot stick or what?
That could feed like a whole family at a third world country. Man.
Well, you know,
shit.
Hooray for them.
Damn.
I don't, what am I supposed to do? That's what they, that's the portion they served me, and I was, you know, dutiful, and I ate, and, I didn't make, like, five trips back to the food bar.
Even Anna Nicola would look at your plate and say, God damn.
No, please.
Yeah.
Anna Nicola.
Yeah, even she'd be like, damn.
Hey, Bob, are you gonna eat all that chicken?
Yeah.
No, you know, and I actually shared my chicken with my daughter. You know, I did the whole split a meal kind of deal. I just thought maybe you'd have some answers. Obviously, you know.
People come to me with this questions like this all the time, like I'm some kind of poop guru, and I'm not.
Well, I mean, you know.
Hey, it is what it is.
You've been dealing with it longer.
What?
You've been dealing with it longer than anybody else I know.
Yeah, thanks to you, yeah.
It's not thanks to me.
You don't make french fries in a dirty garbage bag and then serve it to unsuspecting guests, you know?
It was not a dirty garbage bag.
You know?
It was a clean grocery bag.
All that recycled paper is now in my colon. I have no control over my colon.
You got a paper mache colon?
Yeah, thanks. It's all ripped up from the fiberglass.
Oh, please.
My muscles are gone.
Oh, man. That ain't the reason it's ripped up, I'm sure.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
I eat fries in a bag. I didn't have any adverse effects until recently, so.
That's not right. I've never heard of anyone making that.
Fries in a bag?
Yeah.
It is a delicacy, my friend.
I guess.
You wait. It'll be all over. There'll be whole, like, restaurants serving fries in a bag.
You are weird, man.
Well, what can
you're
I say?
You're like the Ed Gein of french fry making or something, man.
I'm like the what?
You're like the Ed Gein.
Who's Ed Gein?
He was the inspiration for Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The real life inspiration.
Well, I didn't, like, do, you know... Phalanges in a bag.
Well, I'm telling you, it's not right.
You know, ears in a bag.
Well, I'm telling you, you don't make french fries in an old garbage bag.
It wasn't a garbage bag. It was a brown paper bag from the store.
Christ only knows what went through my colon.
Oh, Jesus.
Because for the last 10 years, I've had nothing but loose bowel.
Oh, wow.
10 years. It's not getting better.
probably all those goddamn bagels you eat.
Oh, please. Please.
Yes. Well, I can see you can't help me. All you can do is have pity for yourself, so. Thank goodness.
I'm not the Dalai Lama of crap, you know.
Thank goodness you're not in the medical profession.
Yeah.
You think you got it bad. I haven't had a good shit in 10 years.
I know, believe me, I'm jealous.
But Dr. Tidal, you're my proctologist.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what do you want me to do?
I don't. I've even had a flex, pal, to even be checked out. I've had a black tube with a camera at the end of it stuck where the sun don't shine, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like a very personal procedure.
I didn't even get dinner first or anything, man. I just like, woo!
I think you were probably begging for that or something.
I didn't even get the courtesy of a handshake. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa.
There you go.
You need a few drinks before that happens.
Oh, please. I don't even want to hear about the camera going up your colon.
Believe me.
Hey, did you get a tape of that? Because I'd like to put it on the website.
Actually, I did get to watch it.
Oh, Jesus.
But I don't know if they made a tape of it. I don't think they did.
Look, Davy Jones' locker.
But if they did, I wish they would have, because I would have showed it to you.
I would have loved that. We could have put it up on the site. It'd be funny.
To let you see what damage the fries in the bag did to my colon.
Inside the man.
Yeah.
Look, the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Up close and personal. Final title.
You didn't have, like, people calling out, they do the scalpel. You know, just scalpel, and they do that kind of... We have penetration.
No, the doctor was yelling at him, and he's like, Becky, Tom! I think I see Injun Joe. He's getting shit-faced.
They didn't have that, did they? We got penetration.
Yeah.
Nobody said that.
Doc, why are your hands on my shoulders?
Doctor says, hey, Miles, you know, I went to this really cool anal website recently.
Oh, right.
You might be interested in it after this procedure.
Yeah.
You know, I got this penchant for porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't lived, believe me. You haven't lived when you've had this thing.
I'm going to wipe this scope onto some paper and make a Rorschach out of it. It'll be your asshole's Rorschach.
You know, why don't you go to your doctor and ask for a flex. I think I need one, Doc.
I am not. There's no way in hell I would ever know to ask for that. I mean, I would have to be, like, bleeding, like gallons, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be a couple of loose stools from going to the Ponderosa before I go in and do something like that.
Well, I didn't want to do it myself, but...
So I had to ask
for help. Like, they blow air into you.
I didn't want to do it myself, so I had to ask the doctor for help.
You know what they do? They blow air into you.
They blow you up with carbon dioxide.
They blow it. No, helium.
Helium?
Then you start talking like that.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, your ass starts floating and stuff.
You're lying.
Yeah, I know.
Helium.
Then they put it on the vibrate mode, and it's like, whoa!
So the next week while you're farting, is it more like... Is that what your farts sound?
Well, I was farting like this is Star Spangled Banner. It was bad, though, was like they took chunks of my colon out when they did this.
Oh, Jesus.
And so they get done, and then you feel like you got to poop.
Uh-huh.
And you go to poop, and it's really nothing but like air and blood. Like all this... helium that they blew into you, now you're trying to get out, And then, like, it's all blood. You feel like a chick.
Do you feel like you're at the circus? You feel like you're at the circus?
I feel like I've never felt so much like a chick. I'm like, holy cow.
It's like afterbirth or what?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Well, we found the problem.
That guy was rough.
Evidently, a Tinker Toy set that was lost back in the late 70s.
Oh.
We found it in your rectum.
We just found the SS Minnow.
Skipper!
Oh, my God. Believe me. You know, you don't believe me, but I've got my medical chart.
Uh-huh.
And it says somewhere in there, the doctor's written this, he goes, I wanted to go further, but the patient seemed to be in distress. If I can find this, do you want me to send it to you?
Uh-huh.
You want to see the doctor when he wrote about this?
Yeah, I would. That would be funny.
I will.
Did they give you a choice of scopes?
Yeah.
Mr. Tidal, would you like the Black Mamba?
You want the John Holmes or the...
Do you have Hervé Vilches?
Do you want to be gentle because it's your first time?
Do you have the silk-covered Billy Barty? I'm afraid where we have to go, that's just not going to be quite enough.
Can I have the Ron Jeremy?
Yeah, there you go. Would you like the Garden Weasel?
That's what it felt like.
Just a second while I twist. Oh, Jesus.
You want someone to confess to a crime? Do that to him, believe me.
I can't believe it.
I'll send you what the doctor wrote about it.
No, but we do have this Craftsman green hose with the brass fittings.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So what was the verdict?
I don't know. It was just my first date, so I don't know. I said maybe I shouldn't do it anymore.
This sounds like something for Fear Factor.
I don't know. Yeah, I like to see Joe Rogan doing it, believe me.
Tonight on Fear Factor, all our contestants are going to take it up the ass.
Florence Henderson.
Celebrity Fear Factor.
She's going to use Wesson oil.
That's my secret weapon, Joe.
Fred Berry.
Of course, you can put popcorn in my underwear and make a whole skillet full after you get done, but hey. Oh, Fred Berry. What is his catchphrase? I can't remember yet.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
It'd be like, hey, hey, hey.
Hey. It could be Celebrity Flex Hour.
Oh, Jesus.
God.
And I'll be your doctor, Joe Rogan.
Oh.
Giving it to you.
Oh.
We went over this with our Fear Factor lawyers, and it's perfectly legal.
Dawn Wells.
Dawn Wells. She'd be the winner.
They had all these has-beens on there, you know.
She'd be the winner, I think. She'd be like humming.
Adam Rich.
Are we going to get started soon? I really got another gig here. I got a book signing.
Oh, God. We've got the cast room. 8 is enough.
Oh, my gosh. It'd be called Scope-a-Dope.